it would be obvious by a lack of good fruit and abundance of selfish thoughts and cruel words and immoral deeds.
Yes, yes, yes.
Dead
yes,
faith.
Yes.
Now, I remember when I had dead faith. I remember when I was pretty comfortable with cussing people out.
Talk about it.
Come on, can I talk about it?
Talk about it.
I remember when I was pretty comfortable with making sure that people understood that, yeah, I may go to church, but I can lay my religion down if you mess with me too quick.
Come on here.
Now, I would say cruel words to hurt people and then wonder why you hurt.
My God.
Why are you crying? I only told you the truth.
Wow.
Can I talk about sharing?
Come on.
That dead faith. Immoral deeds. You know, giving to people because you want to control them. Making sure that you're telling them nice things and giving them compliments because you want them to like you.
My Lord.
I mean, that dead faith can be a pretty interesting place to be if you're there.
Yeah, my Lord.
Check it out.
That's right.
That's dead faith. That's number one. Ooh. Number two is demonic faith.
Jesus.
Wow.
Deal with it.
James also teaches that even demons believe and shudder at the name of Jesus.
You better come on.
That's in James 2:19.
Come on here, tell it.
Their faith is intellectual. That is, the demons have no doubt that Jesus is the Son of the living God. But they rebelliously choose to serve different master.
Come on here.
Satan is clear on the fact that Jesus died and rose from the dead. As a matter of fact, Satan's theology is probably what most people do in their own mind. But knowing all the answers, possessing the right theology, doesn't save you.
Come on here.
Anybody ever say to yourself, now I know I'm not supposed to be drinking, but God knows my heart.
Come on. Come on.
Well, can I come on down another street?
Mm-hmm.
Now I know I'm not supposed to be sleeping with this married man.
Uh-huh.
But God knows my heart.
You better come on here.
Huh? That demonic faith. Now I know that I'm not supposed to be stealing. But God knows my heart.
Oh, come on, Evangelist. Come on. Come on.
God, listen. I know I'm not supposed to be lying.
God.
But God knows my heart.
Ah, look at here now.
That demonic faith.
Jesus.
Where are you? We done talked about dead faith.
Mm-hmm.
We done talked about demonic faith.
Come on here.
Now we're going to talk about vain faith.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Vain faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone who says that Jesus is Lord of their lives will enter the kingdom of heaven
say
the
that.
Day he returns.
Scripture.
Huh? Only those who actually do the will of God will be permitted entry.
My God.
Responding to an altar call, saying the sinner's prayer, or religiously and generously tithing, these alone will not save you.
Come on,
get you into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Please don't be the person who completes all the kind and religious milestones and then cries out, Lord, Lord, only to hear, I never knew you.
Why? Depart from me. Yes, sir.
What about, I used to come in church. I used to pay my tithes. I used to say good morning. And I used to say goodbye. But I used to think, well, I'm a good person. I'm going to get into the kingdom. No.
Come on here.
Huh?
Tell the truth in the house.
Because when you are doing what you are not supposed to be doing, you're thinking, well, the Lord is still, he saved me, so all I have to do is repent and he'll forgive me. But I keep going back and doing the same thing.
Jesus.
Huh? Mm. Your family can tell you, Sharon, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do that.
Amen. Mm.
Your family can say, Sharon, that's not a good idea. Well, it's my idea.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Uh-oh, come on.
Your family can say, Sharon, you might not want to go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
But Sharon said, that's my road.
My God.
I'm going to go down that road if I want to.
Jesus.
Yeah. Huh? And then you expect to still get in the kingdom of heaven.
Oh,
see, that's that vain faith.
Mm.
I know more than you. You don't know nothing. And you have a racket call. You don't tell me what to do.
My God, my God, my God.
That vain faith. Oh, I'm telling you, that vain faith can have so many Christians right now coming to the pews and walking through the doors every day in church, every Sunday, every Wednesday, and then sometimes throughout the week, and still will bust hell. Why?
Why?
Because your heart ain't right.
Come on.
Because when you get down on your knees and you tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God, for putting everything, everybody before you.
Come on.
Take my life, Lord, and do what you want to do with it.
Amen.
And I will be a yes to the will of God. So some people don't say that, and if they say it, some people like myself years ago didn't mean it.
Oh,
huh? I didn't mean it.
Mama.
Can I tell the truth?
Say it.
But 2 weeks before September 11th this year, I got on my knees, and I had to put a pillow down. You know, I'm a little voluptuous, I had to put a pillow on the floor. So I got down on my knees, and I put my elbows on the side of my bed. And I was in terror for an hour telling God, please forgive me. Lord, I just promise you, if you just save me, make sure that I'm doing your will, I promise to be a yes to you.
Amen.
I apologize for putting my family before you. I apologize for putting my job before you.
Jesus.
I apologize for putting money before you.
Jesus.
I apologize for putting a house before you. I apologize, God, for making everything important to me. And you, my side piece. You got to be careful about making God your side piece.
Come on here.
Huh?
Because
he didn't end up being your whole
piece. Come on.
Huh? Because God will shake your life up, and he will turn it upside down, and he will let you know that you think you are.
Amen.
You are not.
Talking here. Right?
And I'm the only one that can bring you out of what you're in, and you will fall down on your knees.
Amen.
And honor me. And I thank God for that.
Uh-huh.
Because truly, God is the only one.
That's right.
So, God teaches us how to shake it off and pack it up under our feet.
My God.
All right.
Good word.
So now we have the last form of faith.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about dead faith.
Yes.
We talked about demonic faith.
Yes.
We talked about vain faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about saving faith.
Oh, come
hey.
Now.
Hey!
Yeah. Come now.
The message of John 3:16 is so clear.
Mm-hmm.
God loves every one of us. He sent his only begotten Son to live among us. And whoever believes on Jesus will have eternal life. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10.
Amen.
Provides us with some additional details. So make sure you go to that chapters and read.
Come on.
You are saved by grace through faith.
Yes.
Salvation is a gift.
Yes.
You are not saved because of any good work you ever did.
Come on.
But you were made to do good works and point people to Christ. When is the last time you even talked to your co-workers about that powerful name and that powerful man named Jesus?
My God.
When is the last time you called up a family member that you even know is going through?
Yes.
And asked them, have they tried Jesus?
Thank you, Lord.
When is the last time
that
you walked in a grocery store and you waiting in line anyway? And you see somebody that doesn't look quite happy. Have you ever turned around and say, how you doing? Are you okay? I just wanted to share some good news with you. There is a man that can cure all your problems if you let him. And his name is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
God prepares many good things for you to do. As you live by saving faith, you will supernaturally produce good fruit, works, and evidence that you are no longer a slave to
sin. My God,
you will not have evidence that you are a slave to sin. There's so many people in churches now, you don't even know whether they are Christian or sinner.
Oh, Jesus.
They're in the pulpit. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this little story about a donkey. And this donkey was sad, and he was walking at night, and he ended up falling into a well. And this donkey couldn't get out of the well no matter what he did. And then somebody heard the donkey yelling. Can you imagine a donkey screaming? I don't know of any country people in the house. Have y'all ever heard a donkey scream?
Yes, Lord.
That's the most awfulest sound.
Yes, Lord.
So the farmer was looking for where the donkey was, and he found him in the well. And the farmer said, well, we're not going to be able to get him out. So we might as well throw some dirt in that well.
What?
And go ahead and fill it up.
Amen.
Huh? How many times have people tried to throw some dirt on you?
Come on here.
How many times have people tried to drag your name through the mud? How many times have you sat and you've been working hard and you got co-workers just trying to stab you in the back and go to your boss and tell lies, and then you're being brought in the office and you're trying to figure out what's going on?
Come on.
So, back to my story.
Uh-huh.
So the donkey stopped yelling.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped screaming. And they were putting dirt into the well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But the donkey, whenever he felt the dirt on his back, he would shake it off and pack it up under his feet.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
So every time somebody threw some dirt, the donkey would shake it off.
Come on.
And pack it up under his feet. The donkey started rising.
Yes, sir.
He started getting higher.
Yes, sir.
Because he didn't take the dirt and make it seem like it was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
He took the dirt, shook it off, and packed it up under his feet.
Mm-hmm.
So the moral to the story is, whenever Satan is coming after you, whenever it seems like you are in a dark place,
come on.
Whenever it seems like you don't know how or what to do,
come on here.
Sometimes you just have to look up and say, Lord, I'm going to shake it off.
Amen. Go ahead.
And pack it up under.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to get your mind hot.
Come on.
You got to make sure that you're looking up.
Come
on. You got to believe the word of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You got to let him know what's happening.
Come
on. You got to turn it over to him.
My God.
Some people have people in the hospital and they don't know what's going to happen.
Lord Jesus.
But God said when two or more get together in his name,
uh-huh,
he is in the midst.
Yes, sir.
So we have to believe that word.
Hallelujah.
We have to pray harder than we've ever prayed.
Uh-huh.
You got to stop believing people when they tell you that you're not.
Hallelujah.
You got to stop believing people when they say you're just like your mama.
Mama.
Or you're just like your daddy.
Jesus.
And you ain't going to never be nothing.
Jesus.
What you need to do, shake it off and pack it up under your feet.
Yes,
you got to make sure that when your job tells you that you're not good enough, they're going to bring somebody in to work the same job you've been working,
Jesus,
and ask you to train them.
Yeah.
And then won't give you the promotion nor the raise. And you have to shake it up and pack it up under your feet.
Yes, sir.
When your children want to cuss you out and treat you like you their child, they don't want to talk to you, check on you, because they want to nail you to the cross for your past.
My God.
They want to nail you to the cross for things that you've done.
Come on.
They don't want to look at the man or woman that you are right now. They just want to hold you to the cross.
Yeah.
Sometimes as a parent, you got to shake it off.
Hi.
And pack it up underneath.
Amen.
Because
yes,
God. You got to make sure,
yes,
that you understand that you are a child of God.
Come on.
That God don't make no mistakes.
That's right.
You could have been a snake. You could have been a cat. You could have been a wretch or a roach.
That's right.
But God made you in the image of himself.
Yes.
All you have to do is believe that and know that he is God.
Amen.
So when I tell you, having faith is not an option. Having faith is a command.
Jesus.
You can't even please God
right
without having faith.
Come on.
So get off your high horse.
Come on here.
Put your ego in check.
Come on.
And let yourself know that God is my true provider.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
That anything that I'm going through, I can get through because God, if I fall on my back, if I look up, I can get up. Because if I shake it up and pack it up under my feet,
come on,
I will rise high. I want you guys to understand, when you open up that Bible,
yes, God,
it is fruit for the soul.
That's yes. Right.
You just have to believe beyond all belief that God is changing your circumstances in a moment. If you know you are doing the right thing by God, He will always do more than the right thing by you. So don't forget, when this world throws some dirt on you,
yes,
shake it off.
Shake it off.
And pack it up under your feet.
Come on, hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.